data shows the average length of stay in hospitals around the state is down for coronavirus patients. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports, three hospital leaders have varying interpretations of what that means.
The Connecticut Hospital Association says the average length of stay for COVID patients statewide was 15 days in June. By October, it had fallen to 7.5 days. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Frederick Brown says that's what they're seeing at Griffin Hospital in Derby.
They're sick enough to stay in the hospital, but they're not staying in the hospital as long.
Patients stay for 4 days on average now, according to Brown. Some patients require intensive care or a ventilator, but not as many. Dr. Jeff Cohen believes care itself has changed. He's the Chief Clinical Operating Officer for Hartford Healthcare. He says patients are coming in a lot sooner than in April.
The key thing about it was that the patients were much sicker than they are today.
And he believes the virus is less virulent, meaning it moves slower and creates less damage. But Dr. Thomas Balsizek says he doesn't see enough evidence to support that idea. In fact, he says the COVID wards at Yale New Haven Health look a lot like the early days of the pandemic.
The age demographic, the perspective of comorbidities, and the percentages of patients that are both in the ICU and on ventilators looks pretty similar to where we were at the end of March.
Over the summer, mostly younger patients were coming into his hospital. Now he's seeing more older patients. How the virus will act through the winter is still unknown. But the doctors all agree on one bright spot. More is known about the coronavirus now and how to treat it. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.